European Medicines Agency briefing that's taking place while we're on air, that, and I quote, they say they are still firmly convinced that the benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine outweigh the risks of side effects. The EMA will come to a conclusion on Thursday, it says. Our experts, again, I quote them, our experts are working tirelessly to make its assessment as soon as possible. We owe it to European citizens to deliver a clear and science-based response. And Eimear Cook, the Irish director of the European Medicines Agency, has commented that in relation to this question of the blood clots, and we were hearing them a little bit earlier, the concerns in Norway, and what she's been saying at this briefing is that, and I quote again, it seems not to be higher than that of the general population. I think we can talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who is standing by and has been listening to what Eimear Cook has had to say. Tony, the EMA is still working on this review, but they are promising it this week.
Yes, Brian. This is something of a sort of preamble statement by Eimear Cook, the director of the European Medicines Agency, ahead of the formal decision or conclusion of their investigations on Thursday. And I think she really wanted to stress to people that the EMA is taking this very seriously. But again, I think what has come through loud and clear from her remarks, which she's still making, by the way, is that the benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine outweigh any risks of side effects, and that the incidence of blood clots or low blood platelets that have been reported do not appear to be over and above what you would expect in a normal population. But she says this is being taken extremely seriously. They have brought in experts from the blood clotting field, and they are helping with the EMA's specialised risk committee to evaluate any data that is coming in. And she also said that, by the way, they are looking at all vaccines and looking at any possible side effects for all vaccines, and one would imagine that would include any potential blood clot risks with the other vaccines.
Okay, well, I think we'll hear from her in just a moment, but before I let you go, Tony, that other announcement this morning of additional, or at least bringing forward, supplies of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for distribution in the European Union, what do we know about that?
Yes, this morning the European Commission announced that it had an agreement with Pfizer-BioNTech for an extra 10 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to be brought forward from what would have been the third and fourth quarters this year to bring that into the second quarter. So that's an extra 10 million. And that would bring up to 200 million the number of Pfizer-BioNTech doses that will be distributed in Europe in the second quarter. So I think that would work out at around 110,000 extra doses for Ireland in the second quarter. So that obviously beginning the 1st of April. So the Commission is seeing that as good news.
Yeah. To what extent, though, is this announcement, this initiative with Pfizer-BioNTech, and indeed, I suppose, perhaps what we're hearing from Eimear Cook today, a reflection of just the enormous pressure that European authorities are under to get the vaccine programme really, really ramped up and moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Commission has been struggling to, you know, present its best face on this since the rollout began at the end of December, and they are very keen to make sure that, as far as possible, supplies are delivered on schedule. And of course, this week we have a setback with the concerns over AstraZeneca and blood clots, potential blood clots. And the Commission is clearly under a lot of pressure to get this right. I mean, it's not the Commission's job to decide whether there is a risk blood clots. That's the European Medicines Agency, which is independent. But since the Commission negotiated those contracts with the six vaccine producers, the six pharmaceutical companies, it is their job to make sure that contracts are met and delivery schedules are met on time, and that's what they've been trying to do. So an announcement today that they're bringing forward 10 million from the third and fourth quarter is part of that whole process.
Very good. Europe Editor Tony Connolly, thank you for that.